You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Early Childhood Education sector also says they need more help on reducing operating costs for childhood centres, despite the government promising pay parity between early childhood and kindergarten teachers. Peter Reynolds is the chief executive of the Early Childhood Council, and he spoke to me this morning about what the sector wants to see from the budget.
Well, we're in full support of it. We've been fighting for it for over a decade. Teacher pay parity, particularly between teachers working in childcare centres and their colleagues working in kindergartens, has been considerably different and growing in difference over recent years. A lot of this is because of the intervention in the way the funding model works, as influenced by government. So where government has had such a direct influence over the teacher pay packets, we believe they need to take corrective action to ensure pay parity for teachers who do the same job across the sector. So we support that move 100%. Where we have a problem is that over the same period, over the last decade or so, the per child rate of subsidy funding that goes to a childcare centre has been allowed to decrease. So that's cost the average childcare centre around about $120,000 per year off their bottom line. Now, no small business can sustain that sort of loss. So we are calling on the government to make a small contribution toward those per child rates of funding in order to take the pressure off parents and certainly take the pressure off centres that are struggling to survive.
Okay, but how much does the sector need in order to help reduce those costs?
We haven't done the full maths because centres operate in different ways and have different financial configurations. But we believe that between a 5 and 9% increase would accommodate the losses that have been incurred over the last decade. We don't expect the government to fully fund this. We're quite reasonable. We know that the government has other priorities as well. But anything toward this, say in the order of around 5%, would go some way toward reducing the pressure that centres are under.
Okay, but if the funding, if there isn't any additional funding from the government in the budget, how would this impact early childhood care centres?
We're going to see more centres close. We've already seen some shutting their doors because the pressure is just too great. We're going to see teachers losing jobs, and we're going to see families struggling because the amount of choice that they have about where their child can access quality early childhood education is going to diminish.
But would even though full pay parity is good for the teachers, is that a good thing for the centre's financial situation?
Not so much for the centre's financial situation, but certainly it benefits the teachers. Understand that a childcare centre, 77% on average of their expenses goes in salaries and wages. So that's by far the lion's share. But it still means that there's around 26-25% of a centre's expenses goes toward paying things like rent, materials and resources to deliver their program, maintenance costs, contribution to professional development, and so on. Now, all of those things add up, and unfortunately, as we all know, over the last few years, all of those things have increased in price. Where the government pays the lion's share of the investment in cost to deliver a quality early childhood education service in New Zealand, and they start pulling back on that investment, it means that there's really only one other option that a centre has faced, and that is to turn to parents and say, you need to pay more. We don't believe that that's sensible. We don't believe in many cases that it's viable to do so. Many childcare centres operate in communities where parents simply cannot afford to make that sort of contribution. Okay. So we're calling on the government to pick up that slack.
Okay. Is the sector also facing shortages on teachers?
Yes.
But do you think the government should, the budget should address that?
It's not, I mean, it is in part a financial issue. The teacher pay parity initiative is going to go some way toward addressing that. But you can't, you can throw bucket loads of money at a teacher shortage. That doesn't invent bodies on the ground. So trying to sort out the teacher shortage is actually quite a complex issue. It involves things like enabling some overseas trained teachers to come into the country. And we can't do that when the borders are closed or restricted. It means trying to encourage more student teachers to go through teacher training and ensuring that the quality of that training is up to scratch. And all of that sort of stuff takes time. For example, I understand that the number of student early childhood teachers going through training at the moment is amongst the highest number that they've had. Yet it still takes 3 or 4 years to start to see any result in terms of graduates. So what do we do in the meantime? Do we just pull up the tent and say, well, sorry, we can't offer a service for a while until we see those graduates come through? And then we've got a problem because the number of student ECE teachers going through the system currently does not match the number of advertised vacancies. We need far more than what are going through the current system. Hence the reference to looking at a border or an import issue as well to help complement and take the pressure off.
Okay.
So it's one of these issues that it needs to be looked at. It's quite complex. It's not simply a matter of throwing money at it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.